I'm here with my boys Liam and Ezra.
Yes, sir.
Where do we go?
And they started up a Lego podcast.
An adult Lego podcast.
It's crazy. Let's check it out.
Did you get what you wanted out of that? I think you should cold open with the actual sound bite so people know what we're talking about. Like, people know what we're doing.
Okay.
Like do the sound bite, then the Sonic Adventure DX Chaos Black Market.
I'm here with my boy Ryan.
Yes, sir.
Yo.
So close.
There you go. And he opened up a Lego store.
The world's smallest Lego store.
It's crazy. Let's check it out.
Then it's like setup and payoff.
That's what you want. You want setup and payoff. You just don't want, yeah. You don't want to be confused, our audience.
Yeah.
Our audience is confused enough with Liam retiring from Lego Star Wars. That was like a shocking.
Yeah, that was our plot twist.
Post-credit scene moment. Yeah, that was like a
post-credit scene.
I got a lot of hate in the comments for that.
Really?
You got one comment. He got one comment saying Liam's changed.
Really?
You have. You're our Lego Star Wars aficionado.
Yeah, well, now I'm into Lego Friends.
Like the sitcom Friends, or like those two sets that they made?
They will. Fuck my ass.
But today...
I'm Liam, and welcome to Bricked Up.
I'm Will, and I'm Bricked Up.
And I'm Ezra, and I'm Bricked Up.
My fuck is fucking huge today, boys.
Today is a very special episode. You know why, guys?
Why?
It's my birthday episode. We have to celebrate me and all things me. Happy birthday to me.
Let's do that. Yay.
Happy birthday, Ezra. You're so cool. Happy birthday, Ezra. You gotta go to school.
I'm 21 years old now. That's a big number indeed. Lego's what I'm building. I get it all for free. Anyway.
Ezra is the greatest. Okay. You think he's really fun? He's been 9 and he's been 10.
But now he's 21.
I guess that makes him 21.
William's address, I'm about to read, and when they find his house, they will shoot him in the knees.
Is that a threat?
It's a promise.
Why would they shoot me because they had my address?
Well, because you're a wanted fugitive.
Oh.
That's why.
It's me, Mario. It's a me, Luigi. Wah!
The fuck you, Luigi.
But I just wanted to say, before we start with news and the topic of the show, which I'm going to get into, last episode, I said for my birthday, I wanted to get Mos Eisley's Cantina. That didn't end up happening. I don't want Mos Eisley's Cantina anymore. I took a cue from Liam and looked at the Mos Eisley's Cantina really thoroughly, and I said, this is not going to be a fun build. It's all the same color. It has cool minifigs, but I'm not going to be getting it. So I decided I'm not getting it. And instead, I decided to get the Optimus Prime buildable figure get thing.
Really?
Optimum Pride. That's a cool set.
That is a cool set. I'm very excited.
Isn't it transformable?
Yes.
That's cool as fuck.
Without you having to like take it apart, it's all transformable, baby. Front to back.
That's the coolest shit that Lego's ever done, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, I'll post like a video. On the shorts.
Just a video of a fat guy eating Popeyes.
Love that chicken from Popeyes.
Love that chicken from Popeyes.
For any of our European viewers, Popeyes is a American and Canadian brand of fried chicken.
For all you Europeans out there, I apologize because you've never had Popeyes. You're
pretty
missing
good.
Out.
It's pretty good. Pretty good.
No, do you remember they opened Popeyes in the UK and everybody freaked out because it was too spicy?
Is that real?
Do you remember that?
Checks out.
Yeah, it was on the news story.
It gives me the squirts.
The Hershey squirts.
It does. It does. I don't like it that much. But I guess we can just start talking about some Lego news. I mean, I'm doing the news today. If you guys will.
Yeah, I didn't have any news, so I kind of passed it down to Ezra.
So I can do some of the news. I mean, I have one thing Liam's probably going to be excited about. Will's gonna be excited about, and I have one thing that both are probably gonna be excited about for at least a little bit. So which one do we want to hear first?
I don't know. You pick.
Okay. I'll pick for
pick, what order did they happen in?
I don't want to tell you that because you're gonna know what I'm talking about. So I'll pick then, and I'm gonna say that we should hear the Will thing first, because the Liam thing will probably be more fun to talk about overall. Because Liam will be like excited and jazzed up and like good, like happy Juneteenth, by the way. The black people.
I've really been wanting some good news recently. Things are not going well.
On Ezra's birthday? Ezra's on Ezra's birthday episode.
Happy birthday, Ezra. Ezra is so cool.
Happy birthday, Ezra. Time to go to school.
So there's going to be a big Avengers Tower set, guys.
What?
$525. American, so it's probably minutes. $600. November 24th release. 22 minifigs. 22 minifigs.
Shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Huh.
Is it based, do we know what it's based on?
I have the minifig selection right here. if you want me to hear it.
Yes.
And because this is Will news, I'm gonna have Will place it between the Daily Bugle and the Sanctum. Because you know it kind of makes sense.
Why?
Like Daily Bugle is number one, Sanctum number two, maybe Avengers Tower is number three. You know, I just want to see where your perspective is at. Because we talked about the Sanctum, we talked about Daily Bugle before, so people know how you feel about those sets. You know what? You get what I'm saying?
Sure.
But is there pictures of this?
No, it's just rumored at right now.
Okay. Oh, so it's not even confirmed.
But it's like the Batman Batcave. It's basically confirmed. It's from Brick Clicker.
What,
it's from,
like the shitty Batcave?
Yeah, remember we talked about the Batcave leak a while ago, LeakFest 2023, if I'm to be exact. And then it came to fruition. It's kind of like that kind of leak, you know, where I see the minifigs, I see how many pieces is going to be, but I don't see an actual photo of it.
Yeah, I actually re-listened to the LeakFest episode, and a lot of shit came out in that episode that hasn't, like, there's been no news of it as of recent.
But anyway. Avengers Tower comes.
I'm still waiting on the X-Men mansion.
Two Iron Man figures, two Iron Man suits, a Hulk Big Fig, Vision, Falcon, Wasp, Ultron, Hawkeye, Helen Cho, Ant-Man micro figure, Thor, some Chitauri, four to be exact, Tony Stark, Captain America, Black Widow, War Machine, Scarlet Witch, Pepper Potts, Nick Fury, and Wong. All of those in Avengers Tower.
Shit. Hmm. I'm wondering if it's based on the Marvel movies, though, or if it's more of a Daily Bugle thing.
100%. I hope it's based off of the Daily Bugle, but I think it's gonna because of the Chitauri that are being used.
What do you mean based off the Daily Bugle?
Like kind of comic booky rather than the Sanctum being MCU.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Ezra just said MCUE. That's his nickname when he's making remixes.
That's my nickname, MCUE. That doesn't make sense.
No, that's your name when you're doing remixes and you're doing DJs and stuff. MCUE.
Oh, MCUE. That makes sense. I like that.
Thanks. Made it myself.
I don't like the minifigs. I don't like the minifig selection here. I think it's boring.
I'm not crazy about it. I was like, when you said Avengers Tower, I'm like, oh shit, they're gonna have all the big ones and stuff. Who's Helen Cho?
That's the director of the movie, I think.
No. It's not, that's Joss Whedon. Helen Cho is a scientist.
The Joss Whedon had to come in because Zack Snyder's daughter killed herself.
Oh my god.
Why did you say that with vitriol in your voice instead of compassion?
I think Ezra, don't you hate Zack Snyder for that reason or something like that?
No. I like
you used to.
I just, okay, I know what you're talking about. And I recently bought Zack Snyder's Justice League on 4K, okay? And I bought Watchmen on 4K. So you can shut your mouth with those accusations. All I was saying earlier, this is like 2016, I said probably Marvel Studios had Zack Snyder's daughter murdered so that Civil War would beat Justice League in the box office.
All right. That's, I can understand that.
It was purely speculative. I don't know if it was true or not. It seems true to me.
Okay.
No,
well,
nobody's debunked it.
Nice theory. And has anyone ever thought of it, or did you come up with it?
Why didn't they just murder Zack Snyder then?
Because they want to like put the knife in and then twist it. They don't just want to put the knife in.
Or maybe it'd be sus if Zack Snyder, like, just died.
Yeah. Like,
what is sus?
Suspicious.
Means suspicious.
It's like a hip term.
Is that from like a game or something?
I don't think so. It's, I think
there's
Will made
this,
it up.
There's this game that I kind of stole it from that it got really popular in. It's called Pong. And you used to say someone was sus when they were gay.
What? What did you end that with?
Because that's what it means these days. Like that's what people
gay pride month, really.
Yeah. They always say that. It's kind of that's how it's like, that's the fucking reputation that it has obtained.
Wow, unlike Dream, Will's going mask off with the homophobia.
I don't give a damn about my reputation. We're the kids in America. Yo. Anyway, the Liam news.
I'm a pirate.
The Liam news.
Fuck, what's the song from Lazy Town? Yar har fiddle dee dee.
No, it's a piece of cake to bake a pretty cake.
Those if the way is lazy, gotta do the cooking by the book.
Then you
know you can't be lazy.
Break it down, bitch. Let me see you back it up. Shut that ass up.
Anyways.
Podcast.
Speaking of pirates, the El Dorado Fortress got revealed. And Liam, as a classic minifig fan, I thought you would enjoy knowing that this exists.
Wait, they're making Road to El Dorado? I don't understand.
No.
Ezra, Will's ruining my moment. He's actually ruining my moment.
You are kind of ruining his moment.
I didn't ruin your moment.
Yeah. He let you
play. Did I say, what was that girl, Jessica Cho?
Helen Cho.
Oh, I looked her up. I looked her up and she was a character from Age of Ultron. So.
I was going to say Choad. But I thought I wouldn't ruin the moment, so I didn't call her name Jessica Cho.
Well, I think
you just need to be more considerate.
I didn't understand the news.
Yar har har, me mateys. This set looks fantastic. Oh, I love it. It's just missing a couple things, such as a cool raised base plate.
It has a raised base
plate. Oh, you mean the pirate one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love this. I'm so happy about it.
Yeah, I love it too. That looks sexy as all hell.
I'm going to threaten to kill myself so that my boyfriend buys it for me. That's called manipulation.
Yeah, but hey, it works.
Yeah.
My girlfriend told me if I was good for a week, then she would get me the question mark block Mario set.
Did that end up happening, or were you a bad boy?
No, I was good for a week. It's just that she just kind of said that she was just saying it and didn't expect me to, but, you know. It's fine.
You're good for a whole week for nothing.
I know.
I know.
Our audience.
More precious than gold.
Our audience is so kind and so supportive of our videos and everything. I love that they write full-on essays in our comment section.
Yeah, I saw that. Like, thanks, Shakespeare.
So that's actually the topic of the show, Eva.
Shakespeare?
Shakespeare. We're going to... you know, talk about what you said in this essay and kind of, you know, give our opinions on it. How does that sound, everybody? Flapping sound effect.
I mean, I haven't really read much of the comment in its entirety.
I'll read it. Don't worry about it. Also, last episode, we talked about back shots. yeah. And we discussed
this shit again.
The Spider-Man backshot from the lizard backshotting Spider-Man, and we said Will put in the GIF, and Will said if it's clean and you send it to me, I'll put in the GIF. I watched the YouTube video, and I got to that point in the video, and there was no GIF anywhere to be seen. Will?
Well, maybe you should have checked the Spotify link, because those have videos too now. Self plug. I didn't put it in because if I didn't, I'll self plug, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
It's that's a term for people who like put spacers in their ears.
So as a moment of clarity covers your head and you see the light, here's the GIF of the Spider-Man backdrop.
It's not hard. It's fine. The reason I didn't put it in the first time is because I forgot.
Well, here it is now. Spider-Man backdrop.
Because every time we mention something I have to put a picture of in, I write it down while I'm editing. So then when I make the video, I can just go back to that point. And mm-hmm. I didn't write that down.
Will's so lazy.
What? All right. Well,
I'm just kidding. You do great. You do great work.
Okay, good. I was scared. I was scared you guys were going to kick me off the podcast again, or at least threaten to, like you did a few weeks ago.
Well, we got to keep you on your toes.
Yeah, but like, could go a little easier on it.
Liam's going next anyway.
There's the little man.
Like, Liam's on the chopping block.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, the audience has turned against me.
Well, we got what we wanted. We got our fill.
I thought you were going to be like our Urkel, where like you kind of just get a cult following. But you're turning into more of a Kramer.
Wait, hold on, what? Oh. Everybody hates Urkel and everybody loves Kramer.
No. Like, people liked Urkel in Family Matters, and they're like, oh, this neighbor kid's funny, so then he became, like, the star of the show.
Yeah.
He was never in the original cast, like, or at least...
Did I do that?
Sorry.
He was in an episode of Guess Who, Scooby-Doo.
I just imagined Urkel.
Come on, Scooby-Doo.
We're coming after you. We're gonna solve that mystery. I see you, Scooby-Doo. Your name is Scooby-Doo.
We're gonna f*** you in the
Wow. Steve, imagine like Urkel, like...
I cracked myself up.
Imagine Urkel, like, growing up now, going like, did I do that? Like, in, like, the workforce. what if in the Family Matters like mythos,
in the lore,
he was the Unabomber?
What do you mean in the fucking mythiverse?
Did I bomb that?
yeah. So like he would like write like his manifesto would just be like scratched in, did I do that?
Will, put in a picture of the Unabomber headline made into a meme with an Urkel under it. That says, did I do that? Moms also can share it on Facebook.
Put in the clip of Urkel falling off the skyscraper.
It's not a skyscraper. He falls off a roof because he gets too drunk.
Put that in there.
Yeah. No, but this... The best part about the episode where Urkel gets drunk is that's the one with the Urkel dance.
No, or put in the Family Matters one where it's like the Urkel puppet and he's fighting the dad of the show.
Oh, no! I hate the Urkel puppet.
Carl Winslow?
Is that the dad's name?
Carl Winslow, yeah.
I don't know. I don't watch Family Matters.
Yeah, it's Carl Winslow. He weighs 193. No, he weighs much more than that. But just so...
Wait, what source do you have about his weight?
The Family Matters wiki.
Why do they have that on the wiki?
I don't know. They have like 193 episodes of it. What am I supposed to do?
Wow, one for every pound.
Damn, Will.
Peter weighs 270 pounds. Peter Griffin.
I've been watching a shit ton of Family Guy recently because I fall asleep to it. And I forgot how much that show is my mortal enemy.
I'm on the Peter Griffin wiki right now, and he's got feats. Strength, speed, durability, and skill, and weaknesses.
What's his weaknesses?
Let's find out.
Giant chicken.
Low intelligence, alcoholic, immature at times, makes impulsive decisions spelled with a T instead of a
stinky.
In this
skill is very skilled in many things and hobbies, has fought many people.
Can I just say the thing about rewatching Family Guy, I've always had the most insane luck with this. If I put on any episode of Family Guy, it's gonna have something that I recognize in it, you know what I mean? Like a line or a scene or something. I put on a random episode and it was the episode where Lois goes, Peter, the horse is here.
It's the only episode of Family Guy
on speed. It says outran a plane for a few seconds.
Like, oh, yeah, in the North by Northwest parody?
Yeah.
Is there a Family Guy movie?
No.
No, but there should be.
There's a Simpsons movie.
Not yet.
Anyway.
You would think.
So back to the most important matters of our Lego podcast. Carl Winslow.
But there's Ted.
Is a police officer in the show. So if in the Family Matters universe, Steve Urkel became the Unabomber, he would obviously write the manifesto saying, did I do that? And then it would cut to a scene of Carl Winslow reading the paper and like putting it down, like in Breaking Bad, when Hank finds out Walter is the meth guy, right? And it's gonna be like,
spoiler alert, but
damn it,
I am the meth guy.
And then Carl Winslow has to like
say my name, the meth guy.
Find Urkel.
Breaking Bad with Urkel. I would pay $1 million for a Family Matters reboot. That's just the plot of Breaking Bad, and Steve Urkel is Heisenberg.
I would also pay money to see that.
Heisenbergle.
Heisenbergle is good. I like
Heisenbergle.
That. Heisenbergle. Dine. Oh, so he tries the meth, and he's like, damn.
I am the one that does that.
Tuco tries the meth, right? And he's like, damn, that's so good. Who did this? I did that. Something like that. That'd be great.
This is not meth.
No, he throws. This he is throws like it down a, and he goes when he's walking to his car. Did I do that?
I did that.
This is like a robot chicken thing.
Hey. This is like a, hold on.
You guys are describing a bad robot chicken sketch.
It's like the entire series shot for shot, but Urkel is Heisenberg. And every episode, we have to squeeze in like 5 times him saying that he did or didn't do something.
Like, that's good. Or like what?
Okay, the idea of this, I like this more and more because I'm imagining Jesse is still just regular Jesse.
The only thing that changes is Urkel and Carl Winslow.
Yeah,
that's it.
Guys, let's get Jaleel White in on this. We just got to get like a really.
He has to be desperate for work.
Several hours of green screen footage and a really good editor.
He has to be desperate for work, so we could get him like to do this. What did he do last? Let's see.
The Eric Andre Show, I think.
He was, yeah.
That's probably the last thing he did.
He also he was Sonic, but that was in like the 90s.
No, he was in an episode of American Dad.
When?
2023, and then last year, the Did I Do That Holidays, a Steve Urkel story.
What? He came back to Urkel?
Oh, yeah. He goes back to... He just made a weed strand called Purple Urkel.
No!
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Is weed gonna be the new, like, NFT things?
I think so. For
like, where every celebrity is, like, every washed-up celebrity has their own, like, weed strain now?
What's the What You Talking About Willis guy doing now?
He's dead.
Gary Coleman. What?
He's dead. Gary Coleman is dead.
Gary Coleman?
Gary Coleman.
His parents stole all of his money, and then he died.
Can that be the title of the episode, Gary Coleman is dead?
Oh, man, he did die.
Yeah.
Oh, he had a stroke.
Oh, my God.
The bison.
That's what he's from, isn't it? Different Strokes?
Yeah.
It is.
That's the show,
he's
isn't
from Different
it?
Strokes. Do you guys
awesome.
Know who Molly Shannon is? Like that comedian?
I know Molly Shannon, yeah.
Did you know that Gary Coleman tried to Molly Shannon, but she just kicked him off of her because he was so smart?
Oh my God, censor that word, but is that a real story?
That's true. Look up the Molly Shannon, Gary Coleman story. I think she pulled it on, like, Colbert or something.
Molly
yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Variety magazine. Molly Shannon says Gary Coleman sexually harassed her. He was relentless.
How tall is he?
What was his max height? Like, how tall did Gary Coleman get?
142 meters. He was 4'6".
Oh no.
So he was like the height of like an average 6-year-old child.
Oh my God.
The height of an average goblin.
Yeah. He would be easy to kick off.
He was goblin sized. Oh my God, his mugshot is scary.
He's a mugshot?
Holy
what was
shit.
He arrested for?
Look at his mugshot. Domestic assault.
Oh shit.
That's scary as shit. Look at this.
Oh, man.
That looks like a...
Why is he doing the Kubrick stare?
The Coleman stare.
The Coleman stare.
I like that. Anyway, what were we talking about? We were talking about the comment that was left, and they were saying that it's a shame Lego's losing passion in the sets they make, and how it's kind of gone
can
down.
Can I say one more thing? One more thing.
Yeah.
I found an article, and it's Molly Shannon. I had to fling a Randy Gary Coleman off me.
Yeah.
They say Randy like it's written by Austin Powers.
Right, like he's horny as shit.
He's horrible.
And she flung him off, like exactly like how Austin Powers throws Mini-Me.
Gary Coleman sliding down the vent.
That's funny. Anyway, sorry. Let's get back to Lego, please.
Hold on. Gary Coleman's making this face.
No, that's it's, no.
Yes, he is.
Let's move on.
Anyway.
Yeah, but let's not compare him to that.
But that could be racist.
That's not how is that racist?
You're comparing him to a monkey.
An ape. It's an ape.
Okay, I was comparing Caesar from Planet of the Apes. I wasn't taking it like that.
I've been putting in all these pictures.
Oh my, right now we are looking at Steve Urkel. Isn't Steve Urkel creepypasta?
I hope. Look at him. He looks like he's in a prison jumpsuit.
Stop. That's going to like Beetlejuice if you show it three times.
It's a GIF. I'm trying to post it.
Anyway.
Family Matters Lost Episode by CJ March on, I don't know when it was uploaded.
He is a little scary guy. Steve Urkel.
You know how they're bringing back like every IP to be like a horror movie now, like with Winnie the Pooh and stuff?
Yeah.
They should do a Steve Urkel horror movie and Jaleel White can reprise the role that he's been forced to play for eternity.
The Here's Johnny scene would obviously be him going, did I do that?
Yeah.
With Steve Urkel, Jaleel White. Anyway, I want to talk about Lego for a little bit. Sorry to disrupt the conversation. But I want to know if you guys think that Lego has gone down in the quality of the sets they make throughout time. And like, what was the best year for Lego?
I really don't know. Because I haven't been, realistically, I don't think I've been active in Lego as much as I always was. You know, like mm-hmm. I haven't seen them through their entire catalog. And I've only been, I had my dark age, you know, so yep. I wouldn't be able to speak on all that.
If I were to come up with something, I would say that Lego as a company has been making better minifigures and larger sets, but the smaller sets are really bad compared to the much bigger sets that come out every other day.
I think Lego is making their sets too expensive. Like, yeah, sometimes the sets are cool, but they're always, like, really overpriced.
Mm-hmm. It's extremely overpriced when it comes to... So I said that the Indiana Jones theme is the only theme that really, like, has good sets throughout the whole entire theme. From the Temple of the Golden Idol, which is a fantastic set, to the plane, to the... Hansel Temple of Doom set, which I was really excited about. I wanted that set, but because it's apparently racist, we can't have it.
Because apparently it's
racist. Let's talk about that. Why is Temple of Doom racist? That's my favorite Indiana Jones movie.
My history with Temple of Doom, I may have mentioned it before, but my dad showed me Temple of Doom when I was 6, and I couldn't sleep for a week.
That's good. Really good.
Well, that's not...
That's pretty cool.
It scared me a lot, and I didn't really like it. And that's the only time I've ever seen it.
Why?
Because it freaked me the fuck out. A guy gets, like... Oh. There's a guy, and they, like, drop him into lava as he's, like, screaming in terror. And there's...
Yeah, but...
There's the scene when they eat monkey brains, and they, like, cut open a snake and then eat its babies.
But Short Round goes...
He goes, what?
Not you, Mr. Jones.
I think it'd actually be funnier if I just played the one where you cut out because you went like,
hey! You can put in any clip you want there because it just cut off.
Oh, yeah, you could. You could put something bad there.
I'm going to put Welvin saying D's nuts.
Well, I was hoping it would be a surprise.
Yeah, me too, but
Well, it was a surprise for the audience, but...
Well, can you put in a different clip?
Fine. But now the audience is going to be confused.
How about this? I'm Liam, and I support...
These nuts. Why would they be confused? They're listening.
Well, no, I was going to say...
We're like a tour guide.
I was going to say the audience would be confused because I, like, said I was going to put in the D's Nuts clip and then something else played.
Well, then they would listen further and then there would be another surprise because they'd be like, oh, the D's Nuts didn't play. Why? It'd be like a whole, it's like a whole journey. You have to think that they're on a journey with us. They listen to us when they're on their way to work. They listen to us when their parents are yelled at them and they need like an escape.
Mm-hmm.
Our audience listens to us when Just Too Good isn't cutting it.
Just Too Good.
When M&R aren't cutting it.
My favorite thing has been that Just Too Good clip, which we have yet to talk about.
Which one?
You know the one. The one of him at fucking Brickfest with his good friend Mandar.
That was the entire opening.
He did that in the beginning. That was the beginning.
Yeah, but no one...
We spent like 20 minutes on that.
Yeah,
Will.
But no one... I don't... I think we have to kind of explain it just to be sure.
Will, you dementia-ridden ass motherfucker.
I think we should talk about Brick World Chicago, though, and all the photos that are Just Too Good.
He does not look good.
Oh my god.
I thought he looked bad, but then I saw him next to other people.
Oh my god.
He looks like a cartoon.
Have you guys ever seen The Dark Crystal?
Yes.
Yeah.
He looks like a human version of like some kind of creature from The Dark Crystal.
You would probably consider that a compliment.
Yeah.
He probably likes The Dark Crystal.
I bet he has that on Blu-ray.
Let's see what he gave it on Letterboxd. Because every time I look at anything on Letterboxd, it has fucking Just Too Good. His
reviews are always like, this is almost as good as my videos.
Okay. He released like a review of like, I think Guardians of the Galaxy 3. And he was like, I liked the soundtrack. It reminded me of the soundtrack in my videos.
He gave it a 3 out of 5.
What movie was I looking up?
The Dark Crystal.
Oh, yeah.
He gave it a 3 out of 5. He liked it, so he'd find it. He'd see us calling him a Muppet a compliment.
Okay.
That's a big stretch. I think everybody likes the Muppets, but no, I don't think anybody wants to be called a Muppet.
Yeah. I'd take it as a compliment.
Shut the fuck up, you fucking Muppet. See, that didn't feel good, did it?
No, it didn't, actually. You're right.
I'm sorry.
I think that Just Too Good needs to put the mask back on.
Like, he needs to pull a Dream?
For branding, I think that he needs to put it back on, like, and fast.
That's what the mask is.
Because he puts his face in too many of the thumbnails.
Yeah, and that's why he's not getting good views. If he put, like, a hot chick in one of his videos...
Oh, yeah, like...
Put some boobs in the thumbnail.
Where is he gonna get a hot chick?
Just Too Red.
Just Too Mom?
Ooh, just too mom. Oh, my God. Just Too Good. If you want advice for your channel, pimp out Just Too Mom. Pimp her out on the channel.
Dude, Patreon goals? You need Patreon goals.
You need, like, an OnlyFans for Just Too Mom. Just Too Mom, come on the podcast.
Yeah.
Come on the podcast.
Come on. Why doesn't he have a Just Too Dad? Do you think his dad doesn't like it?
You think he's got a Just Too Absent Father?
Do you think like his dad doesn't like that he makes these videos and like that he doesn't support his ventures?
That's he's not around anymore because of that reason.
So it's just him and his mom.
Just Too Absent Father.
He's Just Too Absent, yeah.
Or he's Just Too Adopted.
We should DM Just Too Mom and say, hey, is there a...
Are you single?
Is there a Just Too Dad?
In the picture?
Is there a Just Too Boyfriend?
Just Too Boyfriend. I like that. Because there is a Just Too Food. Do you think his new... Like, after... And I'm sorry to anybody going through substance issues, but do you think, like, after he was done, like, his whole drug phase, now his thing is, like, food? So he keeps eating food to, like, numb the drug?
Just Too Stoned?
Yeah, like, oh, or maybe that's why.
You guys understand, if he ever finds this channel, we're like fucked. We're done. He's got like thousands of followers.
We've never actually explained it, but the reason we started this was to get Just Too Good on a podcast.
We will get him on the podcast.
At some point.
He will.
Because he's not going to listen to every episode before he comes on. Let's just pray that he skips this one.
He will go. He goes on like another Lego podcast called ACAB or something like that.
ACAB?
No,
he
like,
goes on the ACAB podcast?
He does. He goes on like a...
Can I, for the record, I have nothing against Just Too Good. In fact, I've never watched one of his videos ever.
I like Just Too Good.
I have a couple things against him.
I don't think he says... On his Reddit, like his Reddit like profile picture or whatever, he's much browner than he actually is.
Okay.
That's just true.
That's off the rails.
No. I'll send this and you'll look at it and you'll be like, okay, I get what you're saying. I'm not saying it's bad.
Did he look like he came out of a spray tan or something?
There's no way.
Did he look spray tanned?
Properly. Say this without feeling and sounding racist. Because Liam's like left wing and stuff. I'm just kidding. But look at this. He's not that brown.
Oh, okay. Okay.
He is white.
This episode has gone to shit.
I think he kinda is that brown.
No. Oh,
God, now I sound racist.
No, he's not.
Looks like him.
Does not look like him.
He looks tan. I mean, he doesn't look completely white.
He is tan, I will admit that, but he is not that dark.
I don't know anything about the Reddit avatar maker. That's probably the closest he could get, I'm guessing.
That wasn't a Reddit avatar photo. He made that. You have to make that. You don't just get it.
He made that himself.
Well, I don't know if he made that himself, but I'm just saying that he's not that brown in real life. This is not a bad thing.
What's wrong with...
This is a good thing.
Well, you don't know that. You've never seen him in real life.
I know he probably smells bad.
Jesus.
He does look like he smells really bad. I think we should just cut the episode here.
Yeah. This has been a mess.
How long have we been going?
37
minutes.
We talked about the topic for about 1 minute. And it was only Will. And he didn't really say anything.
I think this is like a good micro episode before like a bigger episode. I think we have to... All we did today was talk about Jaleel White, Gary Coleman, and Just Too Good.
I want to say I feel like this was not my fault this time.
That's true.
Whatever you say about this episode. It was not Liam's fault this time. So applause, sound
congratulations.
To anybody wanting to know what my favorite year of Lego was, I hope you like Jaleel White instead.
We'll get to it next time.
I like the early 2010s, and I'll just say that.
I like 2018 and 2019. I like those years.
I'll say quickly, mm-hmm. Any Lego made after the year 2002 is not worth buying.
That's not true.
Okay.
That's not even true. You don't even agree with that.
Yeah, I do.
You don't agree with that. You're just saying that because you want all the AFALs watching to be like, oh my god, he has such a unique take, when you don't believe that.
You think it's niche.
Yeah, but you're not like, niche.
Mm-hmm.
You don't really.
This is from people who don't even like good fucking media like Pulp Fiction, like me, so.
You're trying to be woke.
At least Liam didn't fall asleep in this episode, I'll say that much.
Last episode sucked.
No, it didn't.
Last episode was alright.
Like last episode?
I wasn't crazy about it, but it was fine.
Hey, you know, there's gonna be some ups, there's gonna be some downs. Things happen. We can't have perfect episodes.
Yeah.
We've had perfect episodes.
Have you guys seen on YouTube?
If you want to hear a good episode, just listen to like the first 10 minutes of episode 8, Campfire Stories. That is like our best opening in Bricked Up.
I still
up
think
history.
Episode 6 is the best one. I don't think we've topped that one.
This could turn into a clip show. No, that's a lot of editing.
It could.
That's a lot of editing.
That's too much work.
It could, but
we gotta like hire somebody on like what if we got a homeless man to edit our videos for us? And we beat them like hot dogs.
Uncooked Vienna sausages.
And he has no editing experience, so it's just like the worst cut you've ever seen. Yeah. It's basically unedited.
No thumbnail, no... It's just the audacity. He screen recorded his audacity thing.
I wonder if he.
I don't know how he found out how to screen record.
I wonder if he would remember to put in Spider-Man back shots.
Yeah.
Just for safe measure, put in the Spider-Man back shots again.
Put in actual porn. Like no one's.
No.
The YouTube algorithm can't detect this far in. Put in real porn.
And if someone reports it, they're not going to watch the full thing. They're going to be like, this is awful.
Make it like something weird. Make it like transgender porn.
They're going to turn it off after the Gary Coleman comments.
I think people like the Gary Coleman comments. I also feel like if we did give a homeless man, like I think he would watch porn on the library computer or any computer we give him. You know, like really edit this and upload it next week. We'll be back. He'll be gone by the time we come back. And that
you would have stolen our computer.
Yeah, stolen our computer and watched a bunch of porn on it, because that's what homeless people want. They don't want money. They don't want food. They want gratification. That's it.
They want the internet.
They want the internet.
If I were homeless, I'd want.
No,
I'd want.
If I were homeless, I wouldn't be craving the food. I'd be craving that sweet, sweet smell of Twitter.
Yeah. Me too.
Homeless people just want a doom scroll. That's all I want.
Well, that passes the time instead of being on like benches and stuff. We're not anti-homeless. If you're homeless, we support you. You know. Now, I hope.
Yeah.
I'm anti-homeless because I think they should have homes.
I'm not anti-homeless, and I think if they want to live on the streets and stuff, more power to them.
I'm anti. Not an uncle.
Hey.
Guys, let's close it out with harmonizing.
All right, 3, 2, 1. Bang.
Oh, wait, wait, I want to sing.
Yeah, we do the beat.
Oh, yeah, I was gonna say we. Well,
can I sing a pirate song?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can close it off with your pirate song.
Hold on, I gotta find it. You can cut this out, don't worry.
Funding for this podcast has been provided by
these nuts.
I was thinking we could either cut it out with Liam's pirate song or another full unedited clip of the actual Beetlejuice Deo song.
The scene?
Yeah, the whole scene. I can find it on YouTube.
I can't find my pirate song. Sorry, guys.
We'll do the Beetlejuice ending.
All right.
No, we can't do the Beetlejuice ending. We're not going to be allowed to do the Beetlejuice ending.
Why?
Well, can we sing a song together?
Yeah, what are we singing?
We'll sing Happy Birthday. We'll sing Happy Birthday.
No.
Narcissist?
Fucking.
It's like a sandwich.
Yeah, but no, but that's like, we're just going to feed into your ego.
Yes.
Can I read more of the Peter Griffin wiki?
Yeah. Sure.
Equipment, Peter Copter, Peter Ang, Peter Plane, Hendon Peter, Peter Express, Sub Peter, Peter Cycle, SS Peter, Peter Blimp, Car. Speed ran from hundreds of Robin Williams, ran from bulls, outran a plane for a few seconds, ran from police dogs. Durability, survived open heart surgery whilst awake, has been decapitated several times and survived, throat slit open by...